Would you all please pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So today I have a message for you about love extravagantly. Have you ever been a naysayer to love? Thought, right, that doesn't really exist. Well, I heard this story. It was actually written in Don Miguel's book, Mastery of Love, that is. And he tells a story about this man who did not believe in love. He was an ordinary guy, just like us. But what made this man special was his way of thinking. He just knew that love did not exist. Of course, he had a lot of experience trying to find love, like many of us have, and he observed all the people that were around him. So he came to the conclusion that love just doesn't exist. This man would tell anyone who would listen that he was determined and he knew the love did not exist, that it was invented by poets and religions to try to manipulate people. He said, love is not real, and that's why no human could ever truly find it. Now, he was an intelligent fella, and he had a way of convincing people. He read a lot of books, he was a professor, he became a respected scholar, and he decided that love is really just like a drug, that it makes you high, that feeling of love, and so it creates that strong sensation, you just want more of it. So couples and relationships had this unbalanced relationship where one was a love giver and the other was a love taker. And just like a drug, people needed more and more and more of what they thought was love. He claimed that he saw old couples together who had been together 30, 40, 50 years, and that they told him that we survived matrimony. That none of them really were in love, that they just dealt with their spouse and they survived it. And they treated one another, he says, like a possession. She's mine, or he's mine, they would say. So this man went on to reason why he believed love didn't exist. And one day, he came across this lady who was sitting in the park, and she was crying. He was curious as to why this woman sitting all by herself was crying so much. So he sat down next to her and asked, well, what's wrong? And she said through her sobbing tears, love doesn't exist. He was like, this is amazing. I agree. You are wonderful. Love does not exist. They became best of friends. They had so much in common. They supported one another. This woman told him how her former marriage, that her spouse, he started working and just got consumed with work, disregarded her, didn't pay any attention to her. They lost respect for one another, so she determined that love didn't exist. And this fella, he got it. And so they became close friends and they started a life together. They loved being together. They missed each other when they were apart. And then one day, this man had a funny thought. Maybe what I feel for her is love. Now, he kept it quiet, but eventually he told this woman, and she said, I've had the same feeling too, but I didn't want to tell you because I knew you didn't believe in love. So he shared his thoughts. And then one night, the man's heart was so full of love that he felt that he witnessed a great miracle happen. He was looking at the stars in the sky one night, and he found the most beautiful, brightest, shining star. And his love, he felt, was as big as that star, his love for this woman. And that star, it came down from the sky, and he held it in his hands. And then a second miracle happened. His soul merged with that star, and he was so intensely happy, he could hardly wait to go and tell this woman and prove his love for her. So as soon as he came up to her, he had that star in his hands, and he handed her that star. And then she, in receiving it, felt a moment of doubt. The love was just so overwhelming in that moment, the star fell from her hands and broke into a million pieces. Who made the mistake? What went wrong? Hold on to that. Today, our scripture is about extravagant love. Now, extravagant literally means extra, outside, beyond the scope of, in addition to, greater than what is even expected. This is the type of love that Jesus proclaims here in our gospel. This message is when Jesus has already called his 12 disciples. He's had that Sermon on the Mount with the Beatitudes, and now he's preaching about love. Now, if you notice in Scripture, Jesus actually never defines love. He tells us, love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. But he doesn't tell us what love is. That turkey. It's not very helpful. But you know, it's because you can't define love. You know it when you are living in it, right? And Jesus, instead of trying to define love for us, he instead shows us how to love. If you noticed in our scripture this morning, they're all action words he uses. Do good, bless, pray, and give. You know, God's goal has always been the same for us. God wants to mold us, mold our hearts to become like God's heart. Brian McLaren says that God desires us to love with God, letting divine love fill you without discrimination or limit as an expression of the heart of the lover, not the merit of the beloved. And then Richard Rohr states, to love someone in God is to love them for their own sake and not for what they do for us. Loving someone just because they are them. They are also created by God. Not because they do the dishes for us or vacuum the house or make us a beautiful meal or take care of us, but just loving them for being them. So back to the man with the star, the love that he hands over to his beloved. What went wrong? The mistake was on the man's part, thinking he could give the woman all of his happiness. The star was his happiness, and his mistake was putting his happiness into her hands, expecting her to hold his happiness. He's happy because of the love coming out of him. She's happy because of the love coming out of her. There was no expectation. But as soon as he made her responsible for his happiness and his love, the star broke. Because she's only responsible for her own love and happiness as he is. We can only give and act on love. We cannot be responsible for how people may or may not receive that love. So my question for you today is, how is God calling you to act on love? Is it to do good? Is it to bless? Is it to pray? Or is it to give? May we hear God's call in our hearts to love. Thanks be to God. Amen. Would you all join us now in singing When Love Is Found, number 499 in the chalice, verses 1, 2, and 5, and on our screen.